today's dhikr, today's gathering, I would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day has set aside a gift, a reward for those who do His dhikr. That when the blessed nights arrive that Allah ta'ala has given, there is no night which the dhakireen miss. Rather, every night they have to remember Allah regularly. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. They automatically attain the greatness of that night. They attain those precious moments because their habit is to do dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala bestows them the reward of that in the world, that in the world when people are negligent, ghafil, they don't know which moments they are passing through, what's happening, what's the emphasis of this moment we're passing through the time. But the dhakirin, those who do dhikr, because they're habitual, regular morning, evening, they're habitual in doing dhikr. So automatically they get the tawfiq ability to do dhikr during the blessed and great time. So it's obvious in those nights, in those moments that Allah Ta'ala has instilled His barakah, His blessings, then it's the haq, the right of the servant, that upon the servant that he should be grateful to Allah. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. The people who do dhikr, they get this opportunity and the honor that they, with regards to those great moments and times, they're grateful to Allah. Because the greatest method to be grateful, Allah has prescribed that to us, and that is dhikrullah, to remember Allah. So with dhikr, alhamdulillah, those blessed moments, times, hours, those blessed nights, virtuous times, virtuous moments, that grateful person is he who remembers Allah. So in reality, dhikr, Allah's remembrance, Allah Ta'ala has given a special reward to those who remember Him by giving them these great moments. So today is the beginning of the third month of the Islamic year. It's the beginning of this is, month, of the third month of this year. And because the day starts after Maghrib, so the night comes before the day, Islamically. The night comes before the day, and the night begins after Maghrib. So a very special month, with a month full of virtues, special, unique virtues, which is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And today its moon has appeared. Why? Because also the moon of Hazrat Amina radiallahu anha appeared and came to the world in this month, subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this beautiful night of the month of Rabiul Awwal, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, in which the guide of the world, the final prophet, the seal of the prophets, Sayyidul Mursaleen, our master, our guide, the master of the two worlds of the universe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his birth took place, and his arrival into this world occurred during this great month. We know this, we realize this, we're aware of this, that the master of the two worlds, Muhammad Mustafa, the chosen Ahmad Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his birth and his arrival to this world came in this blessed month. Now, there's a little bit of difference of opinion on this topic. Some muhaddithin, some of the scholars have gone to the opinion that it was the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, and it was the day of Monday when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And if we look at Hijri, it was 570 the year, subhanallah, in which this the birth occurred of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another opinion, the muhaddithin, muhaddithin scholars have stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth and arrival to the world was on the 12th. So in other words, we see this month, the 8th or the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the two opinions are that the Prophet was born on these two dates. And further, today is the 1st of Rabiul Awwal, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the first night, the first day is to come. The first day will come after the night of Rabiul Awwal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this moment given us the ability to be grateful for this. Allah ta'ala has told us in the Quran as well that قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Subhanallah, has come to you now a light from Allah in plain scripture. Alhamdulillah, with the dhikr of Allah, we initiate this month, we start this month, and we give our thankfulness to Allah And may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability for this night. Allah has given us the tawfiq to do his dhikr in this night, so that we can be grateful when the beloved son of Hazrat Amina radiallahu anha came to this world. Subhanallah. What a great honor, my friends. What a great honor and opportunity if we see that the virtue of this revelation, the virtue is on this point. The virtue, the greatness. Why? Because the Holy Prophet ﷺ is coming to the world itself this month from all moments and times and nights. The greatest, you could say, most virtuous, beautiful, and honorable and sacred time was that time when the Holy Prophet ﷺ arrived to the world. Subhanallah.
لهذا الشهد في السلام فضل كسشان فبتين شرقائي لهذا الشهد في السلام فضل ومنقبة تفوق ولا الشعور ربيع في ربيع في ربيع ونور فوق نور فوق نور لهذا الشهر في السلام فضل ومنقبة تفوق ولا الشعور ربيع في ربيع في ربيع ونور فوق نور فوق نور.
What a beautiful poem. And in this poem, the writer has stated that Islam, this month has special, unique characteristics and virtues. Why? Because the son, beloved son of Hazrat Amir radiallahu anha, came to this world in this month of Rabiul Awal. And on the arrival of the Holy Prophet Hassan, due to his beloved birth, sacred birth, this month, it is superior to the other months. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world in this great, honorable, blessed month. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming, Rabiyun fi Rabiyun. For the world, it was spring and freshness and refreshment. And nurun fawqa nurihi. Subhanallah. It wasn't just spring and refreshing. Rather, it was light beyond light. Light beyond light. Light upon light in the whole universe. Allahu Akbar. So, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah's fadl, His grace, His special favor upon us, that tonight's dhikr is in the month of the barakah, of mercies, the month of sunnah. And we do special dua, supplication to Allah, that Allah, that can you please give us that which was most preferable and dear to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it's a great month, a blessed month, so we should do such a dua on this virtuous night so that we can succeed. So we do dua to Allah, that Allah in this month, in this night of blessings, give us that thing. Give us that thing that our master, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he held most dear. Allah, bestow us with the amal, my Mawla, my Lord. And we know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to the amal, the action, said himself. And he said, I love that person most who loves my sunnah. The example of that is that if somebody's even stuck to my grave, to the holy fence in front of my grave, and if there's another person 1,000 miles away, but he loves my sunnah, he holds it dear, and he practices my sunnah, then the Prophet ﷺ has taught us that he loves him more, even if he's 1,000 miles away, compared to that person who's stuck to the holy fence in front of the grave, the Rawd Mubarak. May Allah Ta'ala give us, with regards to the sunnahs and the methods of the Prophet ﷺ, especially in this day and age, in the days and of darkness, and the Quran has said that the Prophet ﷺ came as nur, for the light for the universe. He came as light and guidance for the universe. Subhanallah. So due with the sadaqah and the virtues and the blessings of this nur, Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبَلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ. Subhanallah. Allah says, مَنِتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ سُبُلُ السَّلَامِ سُبُلُ السَّلَامِ Subhanallah. مَنِتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ لَنُّورِ Allahu Akbar. Allah says that Allah guides those who seek His good pleasure unto paths of peace. He brings them out of darkness into light. May Allah save us from wrong, from bid'at, from futile talk, from wrong actions. May Allah keep us distant from these things. And the Holy Prophet, may Allah give us the attire which was dear to the Holy Prophet. May Allah give us the appearance that was dear to the Prophet. May Allah give us that modesty which was dear and beloved to the Prophet. May Allah give us the akhlaq, conduct that was dear to the Prophet. May Allah give us that worship, ibadah that was dear, beloved to the Prophet. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah accept our dhikr of today. May Allah accept it. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين الشفيع المذنبين توه وياسين الحبيب النبيل اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انزل في المقتل خوفا ورقيبا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا نزلنا وجدنا خطونا عمدنا كل سالكتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما اخرت ما اسررت ما اعلنت ما اسفت ما تعانوا به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا اعتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم نسلك العافية المفاتة في الدين والدنيا والأهل المالية يا كريم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم 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 اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين النبيين الصديقين الشهداء والصالحين بحسن أولئك رفيقا يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما دے یا کریم ہماری بخشش فرما دے اے میرے مولا بہت عظیم برکت والا مہینہ میرے مولا تمام مہینوں کا سردار یا کریم تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمد کا مہینہ شروع ہو چکا ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اس مہینے کے صدقے سے اس کے نور کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمیں نیک عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرما بدعت سے دور فرما یا اللہ ہمارے سینوں کو صدر فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں نور عطا فرما ہدایت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں ہدایت کا نور عطا فرما یا اللہ ہدایت کا نور عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں ہدایت کا نور عطا فرما یا اللہ ہماری نافرمان اولاد کو فرما بردار بنا دے یا اللہ جو فرما بردار ان کو بعمل بنا دے یا اللہ بعمل اولاد عطا فرما میرے مولا ہمارے گھروں میں ہدایت نصیب فرما اللہ ہماری عورتوں کو حیا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری بچیوں کو حیا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری بچیوں کو حیا نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو اپنے فضلوں سے اپنے عذابوں سے بچا لے یا اللہ اپنی ناراضگیوں سے بچا لے اپنے غضب سے بچا لے یا اللہ بیماریوں سے بچا لے مصیبتوں سے بچا لے پریشانیوں سے بچا لے یا کریم یا کریم ناگہانی یا اللہ ناگہانی پریشانیوں مصیبتوں سے یا اللہ بیماریوں سے یا اللہ جتنے بیمار ان کو شفا کل نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن گھروں کے اندر بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ہم سب کو شفا کل نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن لوگوں نے ہاتھ اٹھائے ہیں میرے مولا اپنی حاجات کے لیے ان کی حاجات کو پورا فرما یا اللہ ان کے دل کی مرادوں کو پورا فرما یا کریم کے دل کی مرادوں کو پورا فرما یا اللہ ربیع الاول کا مہینہ ہے رحمت العالمین کا مہینہ ہے درود پاک کا مہینہ ہے میرے مولا ہم سب کی حاجات کو پورا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے فرما ہمارے کام درست فرما یا کریم ہمارے دلوں کو نورا نور کر دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو روشن کر دے یا کریم ہمارے دلوں کو روشن کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں سے عیب نکال دے یا اللہ یا کریم اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما بالخصوص ہمارے حلقے میں جو بیمار ہیں میرے مولا, مرد عورت, کچھ احتکام اللہ عاجلا نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے, یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہر گھر میں برکتیں نازل فرما, رحمتیں نازل فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے آج ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جو اللہ ہمارے جاننے والے اس دنیا سے جا چکے ان سب کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ تمام مومن مومنات کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ جن کو کوئی بخشنے والا نہ ہو ان کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ان کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ تمام کریم روزے اول سے لے کر آخر تک میرے مولا قیامت تک جتنے مومن مومنات ان سب کی بخشش فرما دے. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے, اپنی رحمت سے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.